Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Here we'll talk about if a person finds lost objects of different people and or his own, who he returns first. Mishnah says, Avedato va'avedat aviv, avedato kodemet. If somebody has the ability only to take one object, and he has his own object that he lost and he wants to take that back, or he can take his father's lost object, we say, avedato kodemet, his own lost item takes precedence over his father. Same for his rabbi, avedato va'avedat rabo shelo kodemet. If a person's own lost item is out there, and his rabbi's lost item is also out there, and he's only able to grab one of them, he saves his first, shelo kodemet. His takes precedence over his teacher's. When he doesn't have the ability to take two or to help out two situations, a person has to fend for himself. He has to care about the needs of his own before the needs of others. But avedat aviv va'avedat rabo shel rabot kodemet. If his father's lost item and his rabbi's lost item is out there and he's only able to save one of them, he saves his teacher, his rabbi's lost item, that takes precedence over his father's lost item. She'aviv hevi'o la'olam hazeh, ve'rabo shelimido hochma mevi'o lehaye ha'olam haba. Because his father, of course, he has to be appreciative to his father for bringing him into this world, but his father has only provided for his physical needs, but his rabbi who taught him Chokhmah, wisdom. We're talking about somebody who had a Ravo Muvhak, somebody who taught him the majority of his wisdom. His rabbi taught him Torah, and Torah brings a person to the world to come. So when we have that collide between a father and a rabbi, the rabbi gets help first because the rabbi is giving him life in the next world. V'im aviv hacham shel aviv kodemet. But if his father was a Talmid Hacham, and his father taught him some Torah, even though his rabbi taught him the majority of Torah, in that unique scenario, he saves his father's item over his rabbi's item, because that combination of his father bringing him into this physical world and his father giving him Torah and helping him get to Olam Haba would take precedence over his rabbi who taught him the majority of his wisdom. Other similar rulings. Haya aviv v'rabo nos'in masoy meniach eshel rabo. If he sees his father and his rabbi carrying heavy packages on their back, both need help unloading those packages, he helps his rabbi and then he helps out his father. If he saw his father and his rabbi in both in as hostages in captivity and they both need to be ransomed, he first ransoms his rabbi and then he ransoms his father, because his father brought him only into this physical world, but his rabbi is bringing him into the world to come, Olam Haba. Similar logic to we had earlier. If his father was a Talmid Hacham, a Torah scholar, and his rabbi was there, his rabbi taught him Rov Chokhmato, the majority of his wisdom, he first ransoms his father, and then he ransoms his teacher, because again, that combination of his father who brought him to this world, and his father who taught him some Torah, which would bring him to the next world, overrides his rabbi, which taught him the majority of his Torah. The same logic also applies to the middle case we mentioned, which was unloading packages.